Hi, this is Leslie Zan. Have you ever really lost it? I mean, got so upset, disappointed, or aggravated at a situation that you became emotionally paralyzed? On the other hand, have you ever been so over the moon with enthusiasm and excitement that you simply lost your presence of mind? The constant, reactive, teeter-totter of emotions can be both thrilling and draining. And unfortunately, whether you're thrilled or drained, those overwhelming emotions are likely to distract you from doing what you need to do to increase the pace of your business. So in celebration of the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend, I'd like to suggest that you eliminate those distractions. And a solution is in this month's Zan Plan. If you are ready and willing to play full out, July can be your month to declare your emotional independence. This declaration of independence from the tyranny of your emotions requires a renewed and powerful mindset. Let's review three simple and proven methods for overcoming your self-imposed limiting beliefs, staying even emotionally, and activating your team. Remember, your emotions only have the power you give them. Strategy number one for declaring your emotional independence is to identify and overcome your self-imposed limiting beliefs. Many of us don't aspire to be average or just good enough. When we make a commitment to create something we are passionate about, we aspire to be the best we can be. It's easy to get clear on the benefits for creating success or your why. And you certainly can learn the systems or activities necessary for creating success, the how. The trick is to connect the why and the how together. So what keeps that from happening? I believe you run into a wall of limiting beliefs, and it's a wall that you have built yourself. I'm not smart enough, pretty enough, educated enough, old enough, young enough, experienced enough, you fill in the blank enough. And what does it take to knock down that wall? You begin by identifying your fears and limiting beliefs. And then you find the courage to take action to overcome them. When you knock down your wall of limiting beliefs through awareness and courageous action, you can tie your why with your how and create a world of unlimited possibilities. For those of you who work with me, you know how strongly I feel about the inner game and personal development. In support of this subject, I would like to recommend my latest book, I Have To, But I Can't, The Top 10 Fears That Slow the Growth of Your Direct Selling Business. This is a fast and powerful read. The key is the pep talk. Now is your time to identify the fears that are keeping you stuck and let them go once and for all. When you change the way you think, you can change your life. On your path to emotional independence, I challenge you to begin today to knock down your wall and step over the rubble and into the life of your dreams. And when we find the courage to begin to change our minds and our life, we can encounter a roller coaster of emotions. The second strategy is to develop your ability to stay even. And I mean your ability to stay even emotionally. I remember when my mentor first advised me to stay even. I was spun up about something, and it was obvious to her, not me, that my overreaction was holding me back. She told me to stay even. To not get too high when something good happens or too low when something disappointing happens. Now I know the trick is to stay even emotionally, regardless of the circumstances. Life happens. It's how we respond that makes the difference. For example, don't get too high when you sponsor that new consultant who promises to reach the top of the plan in record time. Now, this person may appear to have all the qualities of a champion. She has great social skills. She's articulate. She seems coachable. She has a large, attentive sphere of influence. She has an attracting personality. She has the funds to get started, and she is crystal clear on her reason for building a successful business. Shazam! Your excitement level is over the top. Straight jacket, crazy excited. Lesson? Too high. Not even. Now, what if this new partner doesn't deliver on her promises? Perhaps she begins talking to friends and three people say boo, and she quits before she ever even starts. Your level of disappointment is so paralyzing, you wind up fetal on the floor. Lesson? Too low. Not even. So how do you buffer these highs and lows? How do you declare your emotional independence? Here's a good way to start. Ask yourself right now, is there some situation that's happening in your business where you are reacting either too high or too low? Apply the powerful neutralizing word, maybe. Yes, she looks like she'll make a fabulous new business partner. Maybe. Well, it looks like she'll never live up to her potential. Maybe. Maybe can help you step back and bring your emotions to an even level. It gives you a chance to remind yourself of the uncertainties in the situation and respond with a cooler head from a position of emotional independence. Maybe also gives you the space to respond more appropriately. If she will maybe be a great business partner, how will you work to make that relationship a reality? If she will maybe never live up to her potential, how will you help her overcome her uncertainty or perhaps let her go with non-judgment? I am confident that with awareness and practice, you can put this powerful principle to work in both your business and your life. Your effective leadership and the strength of your team will allow you to sustain your emotional independence. When you learn to stay even, you'll be a more effective leader, a more successful entrepreneur, and a happier person. So then the question becomes, how do you transfer those qualities to your team? The third strategy is to make certain you and your leaders are on the same page. As leaders, you continuously evaluate how best to support your team. By helping emerging leaders achieve their goals, you achieve your goals. That's a wonderful benefit to your direct selling business. What's something you can do immediately to help move your team forward? Make sure you and your leaders are on the same page. When was the last time you asked your emerging leaders, what do you want from your business? Are you satisfied with the pace of your business? What's your next goal? It's not uncommon that people are unintentionally running in different directions, and this miscommunication can inhibit the potential for achievement. When working with your leaders, regularly review the following. What do they want? Are they satisfied with where they are in the business? Do they want to move forward, or are they comfortable with where they are? Don't confuse what they need to accomplish in support of your goals with what they need to accomplish in support of their goals. It's only with clarity that you can effectively guide them and prioritize your efforts as a leader. So where are they now? The numbers don't lie. A simple snapshot of their genealogy is a great place to start. How many qualified legs do they have? How many are stable and growing? And how many are weak or tenuous? Once you see the reality, together you can agree on what it will take to achieve the next title. What do they need to do? Based on your business model, follow the system and take action. Most business systems revolve around consistent activity. In talking to new people, sharing a balanced message of business and products or service, utilizing guest-driven events, sponsoring new business consultants, signing new customers, promoting and title, and teaching others to do the same. When your focus is on how best to serve your team, there are fewer frustrations and misunderstandings. Your emotional independence is strengthened when you and your team are on the same page and running in the same direction to meet their goals. In that way, you'll meet your goals as well. Don't just declare it, do it. With these key strategies, you'll create and sustain your emotional independence. You'll be prepared to overcome the many challenges that can arise in your business. By declaring the attitude of a champion and taking action, you will continually meet your goals and those of your team. Emotional independence can be yours this month and every month. Enjoy.